A leading human rights organization condemns an al-Qaeda-affiliated group for committing crimes against humanity against Iraqi soldiers and civilians. Human Rights Watch has criticized the Islamic State of Iraq and the Levant, the ISIL, for the execution-style killing of four Iraqi special forces near Ramadi on January the 20th. A video posted on the internet shows ISIL insurgents shooting Iraqi soldiers in the back of their heads. The rights group says the abhorrent killings are the latest in a long list of atrocities by the militants. It also blasted the insurgents for carrying out deadly car bombings targeting civilians. Well, to discuss that further, we're now joined by Professor Nabil Mikhail, who is a professor at George Washington University, and he is joining us live now from Washington. Professor Mikhail, thanks a lot for joining us. Now, I wanted to ask, you know, about this Human Rights Watch report vis-a-vis ISIL.
It's an important document. It's a good announcement. It's timely. Iraq is witnessing many important changes. The basic idea would be for the United States to support and endorse that report, because there should not be any delay condemning Al-Qaeda operations, condemning Daesh's operations, and I think there should be a statement by the State Department declaring that Human Rights Watch did a good job, and also there should be an effort to stop Al-Qaeda from operating in Iraq. This is what the United States should do.
Okay, Professor, and then going forward, though, when we speak about the ISIL in Iraq and, you know, Nouri al-Maliki's recent or upcoming, at least, actions against it in places like Fallujah, how are you expecting that to work out?
It's very, very important. I can tell you here from Washington that so many people are watching the strategic land escape in Iraq and are expecting important developments once Iraqi army is deployed in the province of Anbar and the different areas around. So this is something that interests Washington. I believe, along with other analysts, that the Iraqi army will make and score success in its combat against terror groups. The problem is how to reconcile with the local population, how to achieve stability, how to prevent the occurrence of that phenomenon in other areas. So it's a major military operation, and I expect that the Department of Defense in America, the Pentagon, will be watching carefully. So definitely this is a strategic showdown.
Indeed, and Professor, you know, there's also been a lot of attempts to speak about this as a sectarian issue more than a political one. How do you see that?
Of course, it is not a sectarian issue. It is not a religious fight. We respect the Sunni population. We respect the Shia population. We respect the Muslim population. We respect the Christian population. So it is something that is not denominational. It is for Iraq to keep its land unified and integrated.
Okay, we'll leave it there for now, but of course we do appreciate you speaking to us. That was Professor Nabil Mikhail speaking to us live from Washington.